Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. Just a really quick announcement. We are rescheduling the shows that were supposed to be in D.C. and Northampton. Northampton at the Iron Horse is rescheduled for November 30th. So you don't have to wait long for that one. Your tickets will be good if you've already purchased them. We will be rescheduling our show in D.C. for just a couple months. So hang tight with us for that. I promise we'll get there as soon as we can. And I'm sorry that I had to cancel that. We will explain more in this episode of the podcast. Close tags. Apology. The Nerdist Way, a book now available. That damn thing I've been blabbing about forever is now finally available to hold in your hands or consume with your eyes in a digital format. You can go to NerdistWay.com or go to a bookstore, which is a building where they have books that you can purchase. Please pick one up. I hope it helps you, or I hope you enjoy it. There you go. That's my book plug. In other news, new podcast of the Nerdist Industries Network, Tom Wilson's Big Pop Fun. That has dropped, as they say. You can go to Nerdist.com to hear that. We had such an amazing time when Tom came on the Nerdist that we said, hey, do you want to do a podcast? And he said, I already want to do a podcast. And so we said, okay. And then we started talking at higher registers. And now there's a podcast. So check it out. It's great. And Tom is a wonderful guy. I've been hanging out on Google Plus. I love it. So if you're on Google Plus, add me to your circle, I guess. And let's share shit. All right, I love it. Okay, here we go. The Nerdist Podcast, episode number 138. More hostful goodness.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Podcast therapy.
This is a Nerdist hostful podcast.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. I'm Chris Hardwick.
No, you're Matt Myra. I keep telling you that.
Sure. Wait a minute. I'm Chris Hardwick.
Oh my God.
Did
we switch?
The Nerdist Podcast. Some announcements in the Nerdist world.
Is that supposed to be Chris?
I don't know.
That's really dangerous when you start pretending to be other people, because then you start saying things to make fun of them, and then like, you think that about me?
No,
like,
I know that's what you say.
In my last relationship, we had a thing where you couldn't imitate the other person, because that always goes down the fucking darkest roads when you're like, and then you said, I don't even know why I'm it, and you're like, are you imitating me right now? Like, that is always the worst. That is always the word. Do not imitate your significant other to
Too
their
late.
Face.
I do.
I just did, Chris.
Oh,
I just imitated you.
I am not your significant
We're
other.
We're dating.
Oh my God. You're very forceful today.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
Matt, you're hurting me. Let go of my arm.
You're starting the show. You're fucking having it.
We just had a good time. David Tell was in here for a podcast that will go up soon, who was amazing.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot.
Fucking great. What a nice guy. And just a genius. Just a mad genius. But I want to apologize, because we were supposed to perform in D.C. on November 6th and then Northampton on November 8th. And I had to cancel those shows, and I feel like a giant douche sack. It's
postponed.
It's postponed. We are rescheduling those shows. We will be announcing those dates. Well, by the time this podcast goes up, we will have announced those dates. But I just want to confirm them before we say that. And I apologize. And I don't take this kind of thing lightly. I take work very seriously, in terms of, like, you know, you schedule something, you have to do it. I am one of the most responsible people I know, which isn't really a humble brag, because most people wouldn't brag about that. But
Northampton should feel extra bad. This is the second time.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks.
Anytime.
Wow, you want to put that salt down? Here's what happens, and it's never my choice. It's never my first response to go, cancel the show.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working on a show now, and we were originally going to have this next week off, which is how I was able to do the shows in D.C. and Northampton. And then, through no fault of theirs or mine or anyone else's, the schedule changed, and there's just nothing we can do about it. We have to shoot a show next week. It's live. It wasn't, you know, no one's trying to fuck anyone over. I asked them to you know, is there any possible way we could shoot the show in DC? And they said that is way too expensive.
Yeah.
So it's just there's nothing we can do. It just has to.
Joke's on them. They're paying back all my first class tickets.
You don't fly first class, man.
I did this time, weirdly. No, I can't show you receipts, though, but I did.
What? Let's see the receipts.
I can't show
Why?
You them because...
Well, it's a weird world in a digital age. There must be a record somewhere of your first class flying.
I printed it out.
But $10,000 really to DC? $10,000.
Well, it was 12, actually,
it was
while
not
you're
12.
Asking.
Business
it was
class.
Not 12.
Yep.
So I do humbly, I mean, sincerely apologize for having to reschedule these dates. It sucks. If you want to shout at me, you can email me at stuff@nerdist.com and tell me that I'm a fucking piece of shit.
You can yell at me on Twitter.
You can yell at Matt on Twitter.
Don't yell at Jonah.
He's not a fan of that. But people, you know, people are bummed out. They have every right to be. It sucks when you buy a ticket to something and then the person cancels last minute. And just know that whatever you're thinking about me, I am beating myself up a lot worse.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep last night. I didn't fucking sleep last night. I kept waking up and be like, God damn it. I don't want to have to fucking change a show because it just sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah,
it's shitty for the venue. It's shitty for the people who want to come support your thing.
But it's no one's fault.
It's not anyone's fault per se, but it really.
But if it was someone's fault, it would be Jonah's.
Yeah, sure.
Because he had nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
He had nothing
Everyone
to do with my show or the schedule. Yes. But we are going to reschedule the shows, and you should be able to use those tickets for the new shows, and everything should be fine. So I hope if you're not too mad and that you're listening, that you will that you'll give us another chance and come out to the shows. Wasn't matter, Jonah. It was all my fault, and so I apologize to you. Hat in hand.
Greta's like mad at me for not going to the party.
Oh, imitator back. Are you going to the party?
Yeah. Wait, did you
the
tell
party
her why?
That doesn't exist.
Did
no.
you tell her why? Just says, we're not going to the party.
No, I said.
Would you like
I
to
said,
retell the
no,
story?
Yeah, okay. Jonah texted me last night.
I would like you to go. I would like you to read.
All right.
Actually, wait. I don't want you to read your own texts. I want you to read each other's texts.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I'll
this
be,
is that thing.
This is the thing I said you should never do in a relationship.
I'm not going to imitate Jonah. I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
Okay. So how does it start?
So now
Jonah goes, Chris is such a jerk. Oh, my God. I read the wrong one.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
So start October 30th, 2011.
October 30th, 6:29 p.m.
And here's another thing. You know, it's not that I didn't invite you, Chris. I just knew you were working. So
okay, right.
He also knows I have an open mic every night, so it couldn't possibly have been that night. Hey, we decided to have people over for Halloween hang times tonight. Fire pit in the backyard, 8:30. I'll be wearing my costume.
And then Matt Myra says, Manos!
Which is Jonah.
Manos the Hands of Fate.
Which is my costume.
Jonah then says, bring Greta!
And then, an hour later, Matt texts, is David Chow still tomorrow?
Not imitating him.
I tell A-A-T-T-E-L-L.
That's how he spells it.
Mm-hmm.
Two T's, two L's. It is, actually.
No,
but not only one A.
Oh, I put two A's in there.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, you put A-A?
I
should just double up every letter.
Yeah.
A-A-T-T-E-E-L-L.
According to the calendar,
so this is 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Is David Tell still tomorrow?
Yeah. Is David Tell tomorrow? Yep. And then Jonah says, according to the calendar. And then at 9:37,
an hour
after this, he goes, so you're just not going to come by? I get it.
Matt replies with, I will, but I don't have a costume, which is very lame of me.
Okay, now that might be construed as imitation.
No, it's not. It's just I have a weird speech. When
Jonah
I read,
says,
that's my reading voice.
Oh,
yeah. It's fine. S'mores.
We were making s'mores.
Great. I think that's great. In my head, I'm like, cool, s'mores. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Sure, everyone loves that.
2 hours later.
Hello?
What is it, 4 o'clock in the morning by this point?
It's 11:25.
Hello, he says. And then I go, what's up?
Excuse me. And then Matt goes, what's up?
he's getting feebler and feebler as this conversation progresses.
Yeah.
Jonah, Y-E-R, not coming?
You're not coming? Is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I said I would.
And then Jonah says, okay, just thought you had bailed.
No, I would wait till tomorrow to bail.
The day when I could actually bail in my mind.
Don't. You can't.
Oh, I can't do that? I can't comment on this? And then, are you coming or not?
Yes, I intend to. Still, just this is a whole night.
12:36 a.m. When? Matt's already sleeping by this
He's
point.
He's waiting for you.
Matt's already sleeping.
It doesn't. Now, getting these texts from him, and I'm like, shit, maybe something's running late. He's like really coming late. This is not unlike Matt. And then like, you just seem like you were just being a dick.
Oh, and I completely, in my mind, was like, I'm going to go to Jonas tomorrow and enjoy S'mores.
Even though in the first text it said Tyler tonight.
And again, here's how I read it. Here's how I read it in my mind. Because.
Do that voice you do. You know, read, do that voice like you how you are. Like how Jonah.
Have, oh, do an impression of Jonah?
No, do an impression of Jonah doing an impression of you.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Where is it? Fuck, we talk a lot on a text basis.
It's like the last things we text each other.
Yeah, but it's a long... Oh, wrong fucking text. That's Greta. Hang on.
Someone else is mad at you.
My God, Matt.
What? I'll get I loved it together.
When D.R. Barrett was just like, oh, what's inside your brain?
I don't know. So Jonah says, hey, we decided to have people over for Halloween hang times tonight. Fire pit. I'll be in the backyard.
So he's fire pit in the backyard.
He did say Halloween hang times tonight.
Here's how I read it, though.
Yeah.
We decided I do like Reddit. We decided to have people over for Halloween hang times tonight. As in, they decided tonight
to have it for Halloween
hang times.
That's pretty good.
Which is exactly what I thought happened.
That could be interpreted that way, Jonah.
Yeah, it could be.
Which is, no, it's literal. Guys, that's how I interpreted it. Because I would be like, why would you invite me to a party when you know I have an open mic that runs until 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, Jonah knows that. So obviously, it fucking doesn't matter. In my mind, it was for Halloween. Which is why, if you look at my other text messages to Greta, Jonah's having a thing tomorrow night, as I'm saying last night. So we should go to that. And then she's like, should I bring a costume? And I was like, I guess if you have one.
I would wear a costume rather than just bring one. I think that's weird.
Well, she meant to work.
Oh,
she was leaving.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Who are you? Oh, I'm me, but I brought this Gandalf.
Yeah.
You can look at it. Nah, I'm just going
to
hold it up.
So the entire time I was very confused as to why Jonah was like prodding me about tomorrow. And I didn't get it until today. I literally did not get it until today. That he meant yesterday.
So you're still going to go by this place tonight, right?
I honest to God was intending to all evening. Like all day I was like, okay, then I got to go to the gym and then I'm going to go to Jonah's thing.
But this is a very interesting point of your relationship because Jonah is angry with you because you hurt his feelings. He thought you were fucking with him.
Yeah.
Even though you weren't.
Well, just like when I was like, it's like, yo, hello.
Yeah, and I'm like,
and
yeah,
you're just like, you're like, what's up?
Because I thought in my mind nothing was wrong between us.
Wait, so you're thinking in your mind now?
That's a weird place to think.
God.
I like to go to the mountains.
Yeah, no, seriously, I thought we were cool, and I was coming over today.
No.
He really did have the best intentions.
Yeah,
I can
he
see
did.
That.
He so did I.
That. Yeah.
I completely. And then
so what'd you do at your party last night? What'd you do?
Oh, no. We watched...
Did you have a fire pit back there?
We had the fire... Dave Clock and Kate brought over their fire pit, and we were roasting
Someone brought
some
a fire pit?
Yeah, like a little, one of those little...
Hibachi.
No. Like a tin thing. Like a fire pit.
Like a pit of
fire.
Fire
pits are usually made of cement.
No, it was just, you know, the things you can get, like Target, where you just, there's like iron things that you can put wood in and light them on fire.
Tony Stark?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know that.
You don't know what those...
Lowell fire was illegal in Lowell, so you couldn't have that kind of a thing.
Yeah. You're right. And you've only ever been there.
Well, I've only ever been there into people that have actual fire pits that are built.
Yeah.
I love that you're fighting about fire pits.
We watched The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price.
I don't insist on it, but I do enjoy it.
I don't.
Because it's funny. It's just like everyone has those fucking stupid arguments with your friends where all of a sudden it becomes very important about what a fire pit is and you don't know why, but you're like, no, a fire pit is a thing.
It's just dumb that he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
You're not fucking talking about a fire pit.
It's those fire pit things that someone can bring over.
It's a goddamn chimney thing.
It's a what?
It's like a, you know, like a chimney thing or a
chimney?
Hibachi.
You don't even know
it's
how
like
to
a hibachi.
A hibachi.
It's like a hibachi.
Hey guys.
You Google fire pit, you're not going to get what you think it is. You're going to get a fucking thing built out of cement.
But what if I said someone brought over a fire pit? Then what would you expect?
I would
that
be
the
very
Hulk
confused.
Came over.
I would be very confused, much like Chris was, and say, someone brought over a fire pit?
Yeah, but then when you explained, like, I understood what you meant, those metal things that you can have a fire in.
Yeah.
But at first, I really was like, I was confused. Like they brought over the blocks and they cemented them together.
And then I put a chocolate inside of a marshmallow.
Sounds amazing.
Is that a euphemism? Really
looking forward.
No, no. And then I tried. I put in a Whopper.
You put a chocolate. Isn't that? I feel like that's a euphemism for pooping in someone's vagina. I put a chocolate in a marshmallow.
I put a chocolate in the marshmallow. Yeah. Mm. No, it sounds like shitting on someone's tits.
Shitting on tits.
Shitting on the tits. Do 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 do.
Dress up like a million-dollar pooper. Try mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Super pooper.
Shitting on the tits. Love Taco, by the way. Taco's cover of Putting on the Ritz came on the 80s station on Sirius the other day on First Wave. Listening to Richard Blade tell a long story. And here's Taco's Putting on the Ritz. Here's an unrelated song to the story I was telling.
Have we done a Hostville since Portland?
No.
That was fun. Portland was fun.
Oh, my God. The best.
Yeah, thanks to Ground
Control. That's another reason why it bums me out to not... Dude, these live shows are so much fucking fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That I get bummed out also from just the standpoint of they're fun shows to do.
Yeah.
The New York shows.
Yeah, it's not like we don't want to go.
By the way, the New York shows, Matt knows this.
Sorry, America.
The audio file is ruined.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what we gave it to their tech guy, and I guess we didn't think to check it. My guy, he's a tech guy. I'm sure it's fine. There's a weird metronomic digital audio hit that runs through the entire both shows because they just left the Zoom.
Oh, the metronome
running
from fucking GarageBand.
It's not that. It's not an actual metronome, but there is a steady audio hit that every second goes tick tick tick.
Oh my
tick,
god,
tick. And there's because it's not one frequency. There's no way to pull it out.
Well, it is one. It is one frequency, but it happens throughout the show. Like it would be very if you could sample that frequency and remove it, I think it would sound weirder.
Man,
it's those shows
bummer.
Are ruined. So I ran into Tom Lennon yesterday. Tom was having lunch with Natasha Leggero and Duncan, and I told him, and I go, I'm so sorry, there's nothing I can do. And he goes, you know what we should do? We should transcribe that podcast and then reenact it for charity.
That's
and
not
I
a
said,
terrible
Tom,
idea.
That's a great idea, except 30 minutes in, we'd be like, what are we still doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's fun for 10 minutes. Because, like, all of it, like the conversation with Gaffigan,
yeah, no, it's all
Tom, fun. It's a wash. There's no, it cannot be saved.
That is such a bummer.
It's a huge bummer.
Yeah.
Wow, those were fun shows.
Yeah, they were. And now in New York, you have
that
experience.
Now all of our listeners know how Northampton and DC feel.
We have inadvertently, for guys who just want everyone to be happy, we have inadvertently fucked over
two guys
several
who
communities.
To be happy, and for Jonah.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't paying attention to what you said.
It was nice.
What was it? What'd you say?
I said that for two guys who want everything to be happy and Jonah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what?
See, that's still the thing that irks me about all the fans thinking that Matt's the happy-go-lucky one.
I am.
Yeah, Jonah, you guys are getting your first taste of people. A couple of people came up to Jonah at the Portland show. One girl was like, I'm Team Matt. Jonah, you're an ass. And you're like, I'm fucking right here. Why would you say that to my face? And I think it's because you come off kind of bulletproof on the show, and I think people feel like they can just say whatever they want to you.
They can, because I'm so strong.
No, I'm sure you didn't go home back to the hotel that night and you know.
No, he didn't. We did that at the bar.
Did what at the bar?
Talked about that.
Yeah. It's just a mean thing to say. She says you called me an ass. And it wasn't, if someone was funny, some people like, you know, shit on me and they're funny about it. And it's kind of like a thing they like to do. And
chocolate and a marshmallow?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, when someone's just like, it's like, you're an ass. I'm Team Matt. Who gets drunk and then rides into a parked car? Someone that's fucking gets into an accident, something that wasn't planned.
The TV show. I mean, I think we all can agree that she was just trying to be. Hey, Jonah, let's have this little moment.
Maybe.
I thought she was being cute
not
about
maybe.
It.
I think she was,
I don't
too.
Think she meant it really seriously.
But I could totally see where Jonah's coming from, though, and not feeling great about it.
But beyond that, that show was so much fucking fun.
Yes.
And it's just so nice to see people coming out, and they kind of know us already.
Not kind of.
They know us a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know us a lot. They're in our heads. We're in their heads.
They think they do.
Oh, I saw the Thing remake or the prequels, the Thing prequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
Can we talk about this?
Oh, we talked about it in real life.
In real life.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. And I said, shut up, don't talk. We just have to walk here silently and save it for the podcast.
I know.
That is kind of funny when we're hanging out before a podcast. We try not to burn anything that would be somewhat useful.
Well, it's just that it's fun listening to you guys talk. And so when you start talking, I'm like, I wouldn't record this. I feel like a parent. It's like, don't start digging up worms until I can get the camera.
Stop being adorable. Stop.
So you didn't like the Thing remake?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Pretty cool.
It just didn't work for me.
Damn it.
It was, it was well acted and it was cool, some cool shots.
I had high hopes for that.
Yeah, me too. Me too, man. I watched the original last night. So good.
Holds up.
So good.
Yeah, the original The Thing is one of those
John Carpenter.
Movies. John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah.
And also, that movie and Dawn of the Dead, I feel like, are very kindred in their spirit of movie. And those are two movies from the 70s, which is generally a period of movies that I don't really care for.
The Thing is from 1982. Dawn of the Dead is from 1978.
So 78 to 84, we'll say. That's a period of movies where it's like this very, like, bleh.
Jonah, sometimes you remind me of Jack Black's character in High Fidelity when the other guy, like, gets the title wrong and he goes, you can be and therefore are wrong.
Yeah,
like, he just loved to fucking needle that guy.
When they're watching the girl.
Yeah.
You can be and are.
And are wrong.
Yeah.
But I like Jack Black's character. In High Fidelity.
Let me see.
Great movie. I assume that everyone who listens to this podcast has seen High Fidelity.
My favorite movie.
But if you haven't, fucking get on that shit.
Yeah,
see it.
It is way worth it.
Only movie I've ever bought on iTunes.
Really?
Yeah. Just to have it.
Yeah.
I've bought tons of them.
Yeah, I'm not.
Keep them on the iPad.
I don't make Hardwick money.
Just in case. Yeah, I make disposable iTunes digital movie money. I got $2.99 floating out of this motherfucker left and right.
That's $3. That's half a pack of cigarettes.
Well,
maybe someone wasn't always buying cigarettes and useless shit online.
What?
They could maybe afford to get a movie.
Wait.
It's funny to me that even when I was broke, it's funny that people say that they're broke and you go, yeah, but you do. Even when I was broke, I always found money to drink when I was drinking.
Because you made the choice.
You find... That's where you really find money in places when you really want something.
I could buy movies on iTunes, but I steal them.
See, now we're at the... Wait, what?
What?
Let's not... Why would you...
Torrance. They're great. Kids.
Torrance.
Torrance is a great town.
Torrance is wonderful.
Well, no one's going to believe that.
You can rent a place
more of a crowd.
A nickel.
I'm on the honor system. The only reason that I would ever torrent anything is if it is absolutely unattainable.
That's actually... factually correct, because I feel the same way you do. I don't download movies or television shows from America. I just get it from BBC because the iPlayer doesn't work over here.
So you're very excited because it looks like we are going to, well, part of what we were going to go do in New York, and I have to go to New York this week. I'm doing book press and I'm doing Fallon and so then we were going to do the DC and the Northampton shows. And Saturday, we were going to record with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I'm so excited.
And you're still coming out to New York to do that.
I'm doing that on purpose.
Yep.
And that's out of pocket to have a good time with Neil deGrasse Tyson for 2 hours.
Right?
Are you kidding? Oh, you're going to miss out, Jonah. You're going to be at a wedding.
You're going to be at a wedding in Chicago.
What if Jonah somehow gets a crazy Ouija board, possesses Neil deGrasse Tyson, and then taunts you the whole time?
If Neil deGrasse Tyson was anything like Jonah, I don't know what I would do with my life.
Really make it seem like you don't like me.
Off the air, I love you. On the air, you're just mean to me all the time.
Come on, I mean to you all the time.
Yeah. No.
But you just take it better when there's not a mic in front of you.
That's true. Because other people aren't hearing it. It's just me being insulted. Not me being insulted in front of everybody.
Make up, you guys. Some snuggles.
No, you
fucking
out.
Better not.
But come on. When we hang it.
Off the air, sure.
I don't want to upset my fucking microphone. Gravy train, man.
Yeah, no, I understand. I get it. I know my role.
It's thoroughly satisfying to me to know that I am potentially a gravy train.
Right now, it's not the best gravy, but it's gravy.
It's gravy nonetheless. It's not real gravy. It's like when you put a little hot water on your dog food just to give the dog the
sense. That's
where you just kind of chunk up the crumbs.
Powdered. It's powdered.
It is definitely a powdered
human
gravy train. It is a powdered human gravy train, but gravy is delicious nonetheless.
Did you hear about my human centipede parody, human gravy train?
No, that's great.
Yeah, it's the same thing, just everyone's fat.
And you still ass to mouth?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll sign it.
Just that's what's going to make people that much more disgusted.
What music are you listening to this week?
I've been on a Beulah kick. I've been listening to this band Beulah from the Bay Area-ish.
Beulah. They're really out of clay.
Well, okay, I will give you that those are both two syllables.
Yeah, that was a bit of a fucking jump.
Not in my head. Always have the dreidel song in here.
Myra. I made you.
So anytime you just hear a two syllable.
I love it.
Every time you hear a two syllable word.
Jonah. I made you out of clay.
Yeah. Do you always need to say something or?
Most of the time. It's like breathing for me.
Nerdist. I made you out of clay. Oh, yeah.
They don't get that yet.
Yeah, but
they
still
don't understand
funny.
That
That's
reference.
A fucking call forward. Yeah.
Jonah perfects the call forward. Are you listening to this, Damon Lindelof? Do you see what you've done to us? Jonah is now calling forward. And we love you. We love you for
Damon
it.
Damon doesn't. Who are we kidding ourselves? He doesn't listen to the Hostfuls.
He might listen to the Hostfuls. We'll see. If I get a text from him this weekend, we'll know he listened to the Hostfuls.
Ashtar Command is a album that just came out. This guy, Chris Holmes, who's been like producing a lot of really great, like Joshua Radin records and like a lot of different people. He's been a producer, but he finally put out his own solo album. And it's pretty cool stuff. I think you'll like it a lot. It's kind of blippy. It's kind of very, you know, he has a lot of special guests singing on
it. Did he play with the Uptown Gravel Pit Gang?
No, I don't think so.
I made that up. I just wanted to make a cool.
Oh, yeah, that's Ashtar Command with the album American Sunshine.
The best kind of sunshine, right. Goddammit.
Yeah, that that Ben Folds retrospective is great. It was an awesome version of Smoke.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just got the C5s that you told me were great,
mm-hmm.
the headphones, and they are great.
Yep.
So if you're out there and you need headphones.
Oh, here's another one.
The Bowers and Wilkinson?
Bowers and Wilkinson.
Devin Williams, this guy, I actually used to work with him at Amoeba.
I think it's Devon.
Devon.
I don't know.
I used to work with him at Amoeba Records, and I never really liked him. I always thought he was irritating. But his album came out, and it's fucking great.
Like High Fidelity, when they get all mad that the irritating kids put out the great music.
Is this the idea?
It's really
this?
Fucking good.
It's those fucking skater kids.
It's really fucking good.
Yeah.
What is the name of their band?
It's the Kinky Wizards.
Kinky Wizards.
Yeah. And then was it like a...
Grandma something.
They sold Grandma's wheelchair or something like that. I went to the Onomatoguchi show on Friday.
I wanted to go to that, and I got stuck working, and I it was too late for me.
That Gooch!
It was the Onomatoguchi. They were headlining the Troubadour, which was great for them, and they sold it out.
I'm not surprised.
And it was a fucking great, great show. They're such a good live band.
Did they play
nice
our theme
guys.
Song, Jetpack Blues, Sunset Hughes?
They did play it, and people loved it. And it's a couple podcast fans were there, so that was very nice running into them. But they had an opening band called Fiddler, F-I-D-L-A-R. It's a really, really good punk stuff. And also...
Fiddler!
And then also Turf War
finally released
their full-length album.
Yeah.
That's a really, really great one. So pick up the Turf War record.
Nice.
Yeah.
What? So you got the C5s.
I got
the
C5s, so I've just been going back and listening to, like, you know, Regina Spektor and David.
They're very expensive headphones that I invested in because I listen to music. I have headphones in a lot.
Yeah, I have headphones in all the time, too.
The only thing that's a little unnerving to me about the Bowers & Wilkinson is that it feels like your fingers are in your ears. Like, they wedge in there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm always a in-ear guy anyway. I prefer in-ear headphones.
I do prefer it, but I have... not to turn you guys on, but I have super tight ear holes.
Oh, by the way.
And so it's very difficult for me.
You should take the plugs that come on it are actually much deeper than the other ones that are in the bag.
Fuck, yeah, just really get in there. Just get in that ear canal.
I changed them out. And I also removed...
I changed them out for the smaller ones.
And I undid the... you know how it hooks in your ear? I pulled that out.
Oh, you did?
So it just hangs down like a regular in-ear headphone.
You know, what I would really like to do is...
Greta got them for me.
That's adorable. She's great. I have an ear mold that's been made from the IFB that we use on Attack of the Show and Talking Dead. And I want to just get some made for headphones so that they fit. Because I never find in-ears that fit my ear well.
You can get Shure S5s. You can get those custom molded.
Done!
Yeah, no, seriously. Those are great. Those are great headphones. Those are about $500 though.
Oh, that's headphones. A lot for headphones.
I lose headphones so much that I'm always afraid to buy a good pair.
I don't lose them. That's weird. Like sunglasses. One of those things I don't lose. Like headphones. Actually, headphones and sunglasses are things I don't lose. Everything else I lose.
I can't spend $500 on headphones.
I'm not telling you to. I'm asking Shure.
Why are you ordering me to? That's where you're going with this. Sure.
Sure. We listen, I've been using your headphones for quite a while. The 110s. Really the Shure 110s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, man. That's really nice. So I'm being the voice of Shure.
You sound like Big C right now.
No, I'm Shure. I'm a company that manufactures the audio gear referring to a second ago.
Listen, I've been using the 110s for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. They've finally given out on me.
I'm sorry, I'm not listening. I'm just enjoying these quality musical entertainment from the headphones that I produce that are now in my anthropomorphic ears.
Oh.
This must sound great if you had headphones in right now.
Yep.
Oh, it does, Jonah. It does.
Really good.
But anyway, yeah, sure. Please sponsor us and then send each of us someone to mold our ears. Yeah, that's all. Right?
That's all you're asking for. All we're asking for is a free ride.
Send one guy.
You can send one guy.
Send one
guy. Okay, we'll compromise.
Just one
you can
guy.
Send one guy for all three of us, okay?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not like you have to bring one person for each ear. That would be
just
six people.
Bring one person in the ear.
People loved his making fun of me catching frogs.
Oh, my God. The catching frogs riff is one of my favorite Nerdist moments of all time. I was saying it to myself in the car. So I was like, are you catching frogs? I said it. Oh, my God. That was funny.
Didn't we? That was like the second time we mentioned that, didn't it? Like
what?
The frog thing. Didn't we mention that on a podcast that we haven't released yet?
Who knows? But it was gold.
Yeah, no, that was very funny.
Fucking gold, my friend.
See, because that wasn't really making fun of you. That was just making fun
of you. No, that was good-natured.
Yeah.
How's everything going with you guys health-wise? How you feeling? You good?
Yeah, I want to start running.
Running's good.
I've kind of got off the diet. And
me too.
I've been booing.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah? How bad? Yeah.
Well, I haven't really gained weight, per se, but I haven't lost any either. And I kind of think I fell off the wagon all the way back at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah? At New York Comic Con?
No.
San Diego Comic Con?
Yeah. I feel like I've sort of really been faltering there. So what I did yesterday was join the gym that's in this building.
Yep.
And
that's good. You can see a lot of people you work with while you're working out.
That's why I don't fucking join that one.
I belong there for a while,
you know,
and I
didn't
like,
think of that.
Oh, yeah, I got to see people. I don't know. But
I really
you know what? It's fine.
I not thought of that. I signed a 12-month commitment. Thanks.
Do it. Do it.
You know what? I'm not going to work out now.
God damn you're it. Right. I just ruined it.
Do you want to get pizza? No, but I'm gonna refocus.
Good.
This week, actually.
That's the best you can do. You know, don't beat yourself up about it.
No, I'm not beating myself up about it. I'm thankfully I haven't lost any.
I rather
gained anyway.
Thankfully, yes. Thank Mr. Furley.
Thank Mr. Eddie Furlong for doing all that heroin and not really acting anymore.
Pet Cemetery 2.
Mm-hmm.
Terminator 2.
Lawnmower Man.
Was Eddie Furlong in Lawnmower Man?
No. He's in that other one that's almost just like that. What is the movie that's like Lawnmower Man?
Leaf Blower Man?
But has Pierce Brosnan in it.
That's Lawnmower Man.
Hmm. Maybe he's in
Pierce Brosnan is in Lawnmower
Man. No, I've released Job.
What is that?
Into the mainframe.
Job!
What is that movie I'm thinking of that Eddie Furlong is in? Maybe I just made that up in my head. Guys, talk while I look that up.
The Furlongest Yard.
The Furlongest Yard.
Another one.
For your book. The
your book. Your, by the time this podcast comes out, your book will be out.
Yes, I'm. Yes,
and we will be able to find out, like, just by reading the paper, whether or not you've succeeded.
Oh my God, I don't want to know that.
Yeah. Hey, Brian Terwilliger.
Hey,
that's our producer Brian Terwilliger from Attack of the Show, who's leaving.
Yeah. He's got a Attack box of the Show. Stuff. He's got his stuff with him.
So sad. What do you got there, buddy?
He's got
Brian?
The Rock.
Everyone leaves here. You always know when people from G4 are leaving because they leave with a box of toys.
Yeah.
I love Brian. I'm sad I only got to work with him for a
couple. He's a sweetheart, that Brian.
He's a good dude.
He's going off to work at the WWE.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, for me, as a child, kind of awesome to go do. I liked wrestling when I was a kid. Did you guys like wrestling?
You were a child wrestler?
I watched wrestling, yeah.
You were in wrestling town, did you?
Yeah, I never liked wrestling because I was always like, guys, it's obviously fake. Like, I was the kid who never wanted anyone to have fun by having to shit on everything.
Yeah.
Guys, it's not real. Why it's not real?
The movie I was thinking of, everybody, was Brain Scan.
Oh, Brain Scan.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. Well, but at least it was a thing and you're not crazy.
Yeah. But it was
your knowledge of Edward Furlong movies is unsurpassed. I think you found a new calling.
Is. It probably is.
You need to curate the new Edward Furlong Museum downtown next to Disney Hall.
Then his apartment would be emptied out, Chris.
I gotta look for a new apartment. I still haven't gotten a mattress yet. I still haven't slept in a bed and fucking.
What are you sleeping on?
About bed bugs
a futon.
Again,
I'm sleeping on a futon. I gotta wait to get a mattress and then it's like.
Oh, do we have any?
Quements?
What? Yeah, should we look up some Quements?
Yeah, look up a Quement. I can't get any sort of...
I'm on the Wi-Fi.
I'm on the Wi-Fi, too. I don't know why you're not on the Wi-Fi, Chris.
Because I don't know what my account information is here, because I never go into my...
Email.
And I never go into my now NBC Universal email. Because it's... that email is just loaded with things that have nothing to do with me. I'm on, like, every production spam list.
Yeah.
No, hey, Edit Bay 48's open today. Khloe Kardashian's going to be on the Today Show. Like, it's just a bunch of shit.
That's the best. Whenever someone's going to run on The View, that's like all week, it's like, blam, 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 blam.
Yeah, it's just a lot of shit that has nothing to do with me. So I just didn't fucking bother with it.
God damn.
Any comments over there, Jonah?
I'll just read the first
one. Any questions?
From John
G. Comments? Wait! Any questions? Any comments? Any questions? Aggressively! Any comments? Now Irish style. Now Irish. Irish. It's a question. It's a comment. It's a question. It's a comment. Now a guy.
My dear.
Now a guy who drank too much for 2 days and is a little out of it, and he's flying home from Vegas.
According to the email someone got, Jonah Ray has been replaced by Jonah Hill. That's pretty funny.
Huh? What?
According to the email that I'm assuming this person is referring to the email that went out saying that the shows have been rescheduled. This person is saying, according to this email I got at Jonah Ray has been replaced by Jonah Hill. This email is depressing, but I hope everything is okay.
Jonah Hill is going to...
He's on the podcast now.
Oh.
We get along.
I saw him. I saw him at the airport when I was leaving New York.
Did you guys hang out? Did you
he was
did
walking
you Jonah
by,
Bond?
He was walking right by the security line, and he saw me. He's like, Jonah, look, I don't have to wait.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I know him, you know.
Oh, hey, whatevs.
Yeah. Here's John G. Sup, boys? Got a couple quements.
Go.
First, wouldn't Nathan Fillion make a great doctor? He's got the charm, the wit, those chiseled good looks, and the ability to play the dramatic. Also, he's Canadian, so that might soften the backlash of the doctor potentially not being from the UK. Second. Mm.
I think he'd make a good, let's say,
Harkness kind of character.
I would think he'd make a good Harkness. If John, let's say John Barrowman didn't want to do it anymore,
yeah.
Fillion would be a great Captain Jack.
Yes.
I don't feel like there can ever be a non-British doctor.
Yeah.
Much like James Bond. There can't be an American James Bond.
It's just a thing.
And there can't be a British Indiana Jones. There are just these things.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Second,
and this is mostly for Jonah, when did zombies become so chic and hip? It seems over the last year or so they've really exploded in popularity. What's up with that? I don't know, because fucking zombies are pretty cool.
End of story.
Yeah, I don't, I, like, you know. This
when
is
was the, it, though? The, it was probably right around the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
That's what started it, and then the success of Shaun of the Dead. And then, like, you know, as the Walking Dead comics got bigger and bigger.
My timeline's messed up in my head. What came first, Shaun of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead remake?
Dawn of the Dead remake came before.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Jonah, how much does a Thriller video chap your ass? Jason. The Thriller video is one of the best music videos of all time.
So I'd say zero chapping.
Zero, yeah.
Zero ass chapping, everyone. Zero ass chapping.
Chris, whatever happened to the Nerdist podcast with Veronica Belmont at California Academy of Sciences?
Oh, good question.
Interesting question. We'll have already dropped by the time this podcast goes up.
I know what's on this
week. That was another one. That was another one where the podcast was so much fun. And Veronica's one of my favorite people. Veronica Belmont is a person who is insanely smart and does
gorgeous.
She's beautiful. She does nothing but amazing things for nerd culture, I think. And so we recorded her as part of a SF Sketchfest thing at the California Academy of Sciences. And the only microphones that we had to use were those docent mics. And so the audio quality was very irritating to me because it was super high end and you could hear every pee pop in the microphone. Mm-hmm. But Veronica's so great. And I had such a good time that I just like, I have to put it up. Like, yeah. I want to put, and so I held on to it for the longest time thinking I could fix it. I could never fix it. Veronica actually, who studied like radio broadcasting in school.
Oh, wow.
She took the file and was like, yeah, there really isn't anything I can do with it. But, you know, she was like, I don't think it sounds so bad. And I was like, Veronica, I trust you. If you think it sounds okay audio-wise, then I'll roll with it. But I just know it's just that I'm going to end up fielding a bunch of, even though I'm disclaiming it, I'm going to field a bunch of, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing over there?
I don't know. Exactly. What are we doing?
Here's another one from Barton. Nerdist, I just had the pleasure of enjoying the Portland Nerdist podcast and wanted to thank you again for the laughs, good times. Mm-hmm. My sincere apologies if I took a turn as Captain Bringdown there for a second at the end of the meet and greet when I jokingly insinuated that you were all not in fact nerds / geniuses when the three of you failed to instantaneously troubleshoot our fellow nerd's phone cam. I swear there was a moment where you took my badly improvised material seriously, and instead of laughing at my hilarious joke, you instead began forming a counter-argument that you were in fact OG super nerds and could have troubleshot the camera phone if you had really wanted to. Given the above, I'm happy to note that while I fail pretty hard at comedy, all of us can rest assured that we are undeniably huge nerds. Please resume your previously scheduled nerding with total confidence. Peace.
I remember that.
I remember that guy. He was like, oh, no one's going to... Because the girl was trying to... struggling with the camera.
It was a really far away camera.
It really...
If
she was
next to me, I would have done it. I would have
just grabbed it. Here, I'll do it.
Fixed it.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have cared. I mean, that line was pretty long. They had a lot of time to figure it out.
That was fun, though. I fucking love doing those shows.
Yeah, it was a blast.
People are so goddamn nice that come out to our shows.
I like meeting people more than I thought.
Do you know how lucky we are that we have fans who are nice? Like, there are some comics, and I won't name names, but some comics who have kind of an aggressive tone in their voice. Like comedy voice.
You can say it.
And no, I'm not going to. And I feel like it's Groucho. And I feel like they have kind of douchebag crowds and they probably don't want to hang out with our crowds. And like we went to Ground Control before, who were super awesome.
Yeah, thanks to those guys too for the quarters and the shirts.
And the t-shirts. Fucking, you guys are rock. Yeah.
We got Ground Control t-shirts.
Awesome. I had a Frito pie. Thank you. Delicious. Also part of my diet not working.
The Frito pie.
Yeah, it was good. And fucking... Battle Pac-Man was way more fun than Jonah described it as.
Oh, Battle Pac-Man was, I didn't get to play, but it looked awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You know what I've been enjoying lately, you guys?
Your burrito.
And Google Plus.
Really?
Yep.
Because no one else is on it.
There are a lot of people on it.
Hmm. Probably cool people, I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of people on it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Is Nathan Fillion on it?
Probably.
Oh my God.
your friend Veronica Belmont's all over it.
Oh, I love her.
I'm just saying.
Wish I got to do a podcast.
It's good. It's good. Google Plus has been a lot of fun lately. I know it's a whole new social network thing to start up, but it's been fun. It's really clean. The UI is really clean, and there's a lot of just like drag and drop.
I have to go to google.com to use that.
Well, you have to have a Gmail account.
I do.
Well, then there you go.
It's a secret. I haven't told you about it, but I have one.
What?
Yep.
There's a lot of secrets that we're learning about today, Matthew.
Secrets.
Oh, here's something interesting.
Yes.
Hi, Matt, Jonah, and Chris.
What's up?
You were first. Did you know that?
Could have met Matt Smith.
It's in the order of...
I'll preface this comment by saying I'm a huge fan of the show, and I think that you guys are not only funny, but awesome people as well.
Mm-hmm. And here comes the slap.
I was listening to the Mike Birbiglia Returns episode, and I heard a contradiction that really bothered me.
Here we go.
During one part of the episode, Mike made a crack insinuating that all Tea Party members are racists and hate President Obama because he's black.
Right.
This really couldn't be further from the truth. I'm not affiliated with the Tea Party movement myself, but my parents fly the Tea Party flag. because they don't believe that just because somebody earns a lot of money, that it necessarily should mean that they should be forced by their government to pay everybody else's way. This took a turn, and I apologize for starting to read this.
Any of them that you started with, the Birbiglia.
It's a question. It's a comment. It's a question. It's a comment. It's a move on. It's a question.
Keep going.
It's a question. Get to the part that's that won't get us emails.
We all have valid points.
Question and a comment.
God damn, why are you bastards so long-winded?
And a comment and a comment.
Dear boys, the Occupy. Fuck.
It's a question.
Here, I'll read one from.
Is it coming? Is it coming? Is it coming? Is it coming? So then,
I think I misread something, and I was like, "Oh, this will be great fun times."
I would say you misread quite a bit.
I apologize.
I'll just cut that out.
All right.
No, leave it, because it's kind of funny the way we try to backpedal out of it.
I probably won't have the time to cut that out.
We just don't want to touch on anything that might be construed as this, you know, polarizing.
Here we go.
That's us.
This is from Frankie.
No, it's not that.
Everyone have a good time.
I don't think it's that at all. It's just that politics are not my favorite thing in the world.
Yep.
There are a lot of I know enough to live, but I feel like I don't know enough about it to be pontificating about things, because for me, politics is just too much of a gray area for my brain to appreciate. Yeah. I like things that are more rooted in math, and there are certain things that are very black and white, like a president and vice president. Am I right, you guys? I'm so sorry for what I just said, but I feel like I need hard answers to things. Mm. And with politics, there are
hard. You can't get
answers.
That from a bunch of people who are rich and lie all the time. Yeah. Here's another one from Frankie. Hey, dudes, I literally just woke up and had to post in here because you guys were in my dream. Oh. The four of us were all hanging out, watching something. I want to say Ghostbusters.
Okay, I don't know that we've ever hung out.
When we decided to go to the park, my bitch of an ex-roommate wanted to come along.
That might have been a little Jonah bleeding through there.
And but decided she'd have her mother drive her. So she sped ahead on a little golf cart, and we went on our way. We reached a ridiculously steep hill. I live in San Francisco, so it's a bit realistic. But I couldn't get my footing right and struggled. Then Jonah turned around and extended his hand and helped me up the hill like a true gentleman. My alarm promptly woke me up after this, so I don't know how awesome the park was, but I just want to say thank Jonah for being so nice to me in my dream. These take
dream.
Turns that
it's
I don't
dream.
Expect.
It's a dream.
I would
or
never do
was
that.
It?
I would love to have Jonah be nice in a dream.
There's another person.
Well,
last
that's the only place
that's
going to happen to you.
Saved me from being kidnapped in the borders. Thanks, buddy.
You guys are confusing our voices again, obviously.
Yep.
See, that's that neediness that people really don't connect with there, Matt.
What are you talking about?
See, now you need to know. That's the thing we were talking about recently. How you always
need to know
everything.
I would like to know things.
Hey, you guys, for the Ben Folds podcast. Thank you, Sam Robinson. Let's keep the Quemons short, huh?
People Dear Greg and Jonah,
are confusing.
Thanks,
Quemons.
Thanks.
And letters.
Well, but a comment could be long.
That's true.
There's
that
no
is
limit.
Very true.
There's no limit to Quemons.
Someone on the internet on Twitter bet that you and I, Jonah, were off to the wings and going to throw a heater a beating for what he said on AMC Talking Dead, but I missed it. What did he say that would have upset us?
I don't know.
I don't think anything.
And we're not always with Chris.
Well, we are.
This is what Heather said.
See us.
Matt, listening to you talk about losing weight is getting me inspired to do the same.
Oh,
what
God.
Diet program are
I'm
you doing?
So
is it really interesting? And furthermore, it sounds like it's really working.
Listen to the
Tim Ferriss episode.
I'm so sorry that I've let you down.
You didn't let anyone down.
I feel like I have.
But
well,
you haven't. That's the guilt that you're not supposed to feel. That's part of the whole thing in the book where he says, like, don't let getting off the diet or gaining any weight, like, deter you from all
I will
that
tell
stuff.
You. I will tell you what I think happened, which is... You can map when you fell off to around the time that a lot of other big changes were going on in your life. just in terms of job and career.
Yeah.
And so what happens sometimes is that people get in these weirdo comfort zones where no matter when something bad happens, even if something really good happens or just change in general, you kind of seek comfort because it feels weird. Because it feels weird. And so it's not, I don't think what you did is, you shouldn't blame yourself. It's a very natural thing that you did. So, you know, listen, you don't have to go back on this thing if you don't want to.
I want to.
Well, then do it. And then you'll be fine. Yeah. Then it's fine.
To go.
Listen, you'll be fine. It's not, you didn't ruin anything. You fell off for a little while. So the best you can do is just pick up and do it again. And you'll be fine. It's fine.
Guys,
it's not a big deal.
By next Super Bowl, I'm going to be able to play in it.
I don't know when that is.
It's when our podcast is another year old.
Okay.
February?
February.
February.
I don't know. Let's say it is.
Wednesday?
Sure. Super Bowl Wednesday.
Oh, that sounds great.
Super Bowl Wednesday.
That sounds great. Super Bowl Wednesday.
Well, this is a good place to wrap shit up.
Yeah. Jonah, you don't have to keep reading those tomes that people are writing.
It's fucking long, these things.
A lot of people dream about Jonah. That's what we've learned.
And then the sirens called Homer home.
Here's something anyway, a dream catcher with your face on it. What?
Okay. Here's something for you.
Amanda asks, hey, Chris.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, what's up?
I was wondering about the live taping of Talking Dead. It's filmed in L.A., right?
Yep.
How come when it aired at 12 a.m. on the West Coast, there was a previously recorded stamp in the corner? I just found that a little confusing since it's supposed to be live, and it made me think I couldn't tweet a question or at you or call in.
Excellent
you talked
question.
About being in a live show on your Twitter.
It airs twice, and so the time for the show, well, now it's going to be midnight. The time is midnight Eastern, but it is live show, so you can watch the show at 9 on the West Coast. But it will also air at midnight the same way that the East Coast gets it at midnight. So it airs a couple times. So there is an airing at 9 p.m.
Is it 9, then it followed by the Walking Dead episode?
I don't know.
Or something.
I just know when my show
airs. Okay, I understand that.
I just know when my show airs. So, so that's what it is. It aired at 9 p.m. West Coast time and then also midnight West Coast time. 9 p.m. West Coast, live at midnight on the East Coast.
What?
And then also midnight on the West Coast.
I don't know why that elicited that for me.
So that's why. That's why we said previous recorded. But always feel free to go to talkingdead.com to submit your questions. And at AMC Talking Dead is the Twitter account.
Guys, if anyone out there can make me a proton pack, I'd appreciate it.
Granny Mahara, he's got a fucking sweet ass one.
Yeah, I'm sure he does, but I want some.
I went to a Bill Murray themed party and he was there. Did I talk about this?
No.
I went to a Bill Murray themed party.
What?
Everyone had a Bill Murray themed costume.
That's awesome.
Of some type. And it went deep. There was like, there was Zissou Bill Murray. There was fucking what about Bob Bill Murray?
I know, like, there wasn't another man who knew too little.
There, I think there was.
Oh my god!
Was there a Where the Buffalo Roam?
There was a Where the Buffalo Roam, nice. And but which you can confuse with the Stripes too, because wasn't Where the Buffalo Roam a military one?
No, it's the Hunter S. Thompson one.
Oh, he just had.
You're thinking of a Razor's Edge.
I'm thinking of maybe Razor's Edge.
Yeah,
duh.
So there was a different shade of Bill Murray all across that motherfucker.
So Grant, nice.
That's rad.
Made a really good.
Someone came as Garfield.
I just want a proton pack.
That's funny.
You can have one.
I like that scene when Bobby Brown, that cameo he does in Ghostbusters 2, where he asks for a proton pack and Ray thinks about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Egon's like, it's really not a toy. And then Ray's like, yeah, I guess he's right.
Yeah, listen, he's going to do the song, Too Hot to Handle, Too Cold to Hold, We Call the Ghostbusters and They're in Control. Yeah,
but in my mind, like, I like to hear, in that scene, when I was a kid, that scene played out in my head where Egon wasn't around to tell Ray no, and Ray gave Bobby Brown a proton pack to give to his little brother.
And then that's what destroyed he and Whitney.
Yeah, probably. Because it just shot out crack. The proton pack just
proton crack.
Streams
proton. A proton crack.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you could shoot out protonic crack.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking sweet.
Wait a minute. What are we actually talking about here? That would be terrible.
Drugs.
What?
How long did we go on this short hostful?
51 minutes.
Regular size hostful. I think we did a good job.
Yep. Fun size, if you will.
Yeah.
The size of fun.
Fun size Snickers, but I can't have that till a cheat day, guys, next Sunday.
All right. You'll be fine. I love you both.
Keep you posted, everybody.
I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry to DC and Northampton. We are rescheduling those dates. They will probably be rescheduled by the time this podcast airs.
I'm more genuinely sorry because I was going to go see Columbia at the Smithsonian, which
you can still
wait
go see it
until the next time.
Yeah, you can still go see it.
Yep.
All right.
Hopefully, it'll still be there. God, hope someone doesn't steal it.
Someone's going to sneak in and steal the Columbia.
Maybe it has secrets.
Just my luck. Someone's stealing the Columbia.
Is that a shuttle under your jacket?
It's not a shuttle, you dummy.
Boy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, who knew it would be me?
I don't know why I question you. I apologize, please.
It's not a shuttle. It's what they went to the moon in. It's the command module. Well, it's not necessarily the command. It's
the Columbia?
It's the crew capsule.
The Columbia was a shuttle?
No, yeah, the Columbia was a shuttle. No longer. Parts of that are over Texas.
Well, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about Columbia and Eagle. You know, the Eagle has landed.
Well, it's not my fault they name stuff
Columbia,
twice the same
Houston.
Thing.
Forget it, you guys.
You already have. That's why we don't know what you're talking
no
about.
No one understands
NASA.
You.
No one understands NASA.
Genuine nerd.
Party nerd. NASA. NASA boy, won't you see your NASA body move? Bam, bam, bam,
NASA,
bam.
NASA, NASA, NASA,
NASA, NASA boy.
Yes, it's NASA.
NASA.
You don't
NASA.
Tell me what's NASA.
NASA.
I tell you what's NASA.
No, his first name ain't baby. It's Matthew. Mr. Myra, if you're NASA.
I just got 4 sad Expedia travel confirmations for D.C. and New York.
On what? On what website?
From Expedia.
.com.
God,
not a sponsor.
Awesome. Expedia, if you could sponsor us and have the Sure guy come mold our ears.
I love that you're shilling for the podcast. Listen.
No, seriously, someone out there, someone's got to work at Expedia that handles ads.
No one, they're robots.
Oh my God.
It's all AI.
True? Is that true?
It's all AI.
I like you better than Priceline.
Uh-oh.
Unless Priceline's a sponsor, in case I love that most.
Well, you just...
Whoever sponsors us, I love the most.
You know what you just did right there?
What did I do?
You were having a three-way with your girlfriend, and you just started getting into the sex with the other person.
Yeah, well, she was over there.
I think.
Looked
I've
a little different.
Never been in one, but I assume.
Hey, guys, we could be in one right now.
Why have to apologize to two people?
Yeah.
At the same time.
Guys, we could be having a three-way right now.
Was that one of my...
Wait a minute.
What? There's three of us right here. We could be fucking each other. That's all I'm saying.
Well, way to ruin the subtext.
Yeah.
Now
subtle.
It's...
A little subtle.
It's not going to be awkward. Once I whip it out, you guys, it'll be fine.
I am not enjoying this.
Burrito.
Good fucking bye.
You guys are gross.
Matt, put your dick away!
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.